So you launched your church Instagram account with huge hopes, but now it feels like you're just shouting into the void. Well, we're going to unpack some of the reasons why your Instagram channel isn't growing and what you can do about it. Let's do this. You're listening to the Reach Right podcast, the show dedicated to helping your church reach more people and grow. Well, hey guys, I'm Thomas.
And I'm Ian.
And today we are talking about why your church isn't growing on Instagram and what you can do to fix it. I'm looking forward to this conversation because I think that a lot of churches are kind of in this stalemate right now with Instagram. I find that what used to work doesn't work quite the same way, and I think it's going to be a good refresher on what we're seeing working right now and what you need to cut out when it comes to Instagram.
Yeah, absolutely, because Instagram is most certainly alive and well, and I would say churches should use it more than, and not cut out Facebook totally, but utilize it more, especially if you wanted to reach the, you know, Gen X, millennial, and under generation. So, yeah.
We just did a video we released about kind of what's working on social in general this year. So kind of a full non-podcast episode. I'll leave there'll be a link up here and a link in the description where you can see it. But we kind of ranked, you know, which social networks we think are going to be the ones you need to be focusing on. And Instagram is number two for me. Like, Instagram is a very important one still. And I know most of our churches that we work with, they are using Instagram. It is the millennial platform, I would say. But it's also used by, mid Gen Xers like you, Ian. And then, like, Gen Z also.
Young Gen Xers, excuse you.
So, but I think that, like, here's the spoiler from that video. YouTube is number one. I think if you're just going to do one social media platform, it'd be YouTube. But a lot of churches don't think of YouTube as a social media platform. So Instagram is probably the one of, like, a true social media that you could be using as a church. That's where I would probably put my focus. So to that end, we want to give you some advice on things we see that churches are trying or maybe used to work and why you might not be growing. So I think we have seven and maybe like one bonus tip for people today. So
looking forward to the bonus at the end here. So watch all the way through. So we'll get into it. This first one's a good one. You're treating Instagram like Facebook. So they are definitely different. They do some things the same, but definitely different. So things like having more bold titles, more photography. You could do more with photography. I was just talking to you before we started recording this, how I am using it a lot for my son, who is an athlete, and getting videos of his performance out there. You could just do a lot more on, I've learned, on Instagram, using it personally more. It definitely not, you don't want to treat it like Facebook and just recycle or have even just what you're posting on Facebook just automatically go to Instagram, which is something that a lot of churches have been doing for a long time. They'll post on Facebook, have it set up to just go to Instagram and not even look at it, but they're different. And I would venture to say now you should do the opposite, which is what I am starting to do now. Now I will post on Instagram and let that go to Facebook. And I've seen a lot more response.
Proud of you, man. That's amazing.
Yay.
That's really good. You're finally coming of age, it seems like, Ian.
Well, I've known about it for a while, Thomas. Just personally started doing it. How about that?
Yeah, well, good. I'm glad to hear that. So, I think that that's what I was going to get towards, is that I think it's important that you should not be pushing your Facebook content to Instagram anymore. I think the way to frame it is that, yes, it's not Facebook. If you're going to do the same content, make it for Instagram and then push it to Facebook. Do not make it tailored for Facebook and push it to Instagram. We talked quite extensively in that other video I mentioned about how Facebook is effectively, it's nearly dead. So, which is sad, you know, because that's a platform that you and I grew up on, and we've been around the block with it. I met you right when, like, we were first getting Facebook accounts in.
So, and we did away with our MySpace accounts,
right? Yeah. We did. You were never on my MySpace. It's true. before our relationship began. So we have fully shifted, and so your content absolutely should be Instagram centered, not Facebook centered. And I don't even think the stuff that we think of as Facebook content, like, you know, posting about events and, you know, promotional type content that we used to use a lot on Facebook. That doesn't work there anymore either. But I think making content that is tailored for authenticity, photography, and aesthetic, that's what Instagram is best at. And yep. I think that's the kind of content you should be focusing on, making that not the stuff you used to put on Facebook. So yeah. good stuff.
Good segue to this next one is that you're not posting, again, when you're doing using it wrong or not utilizing it well, you're not posting video content. So definitely it is not only photography oriented, but very much so video oriented. So, you know, 30-second highlight from last Sunday's message, post a reel, those types of things are really going to help.
Yeah. So we've done a lot of study on this, and the organic reach on Instagram of just a static photography post is usually right now about 4% of your followers are going to see that. Yeah. It is much higher, closer to 10% when it comes to video content. I mean, specifically like reels on there. So you'll have a much higher reach if you're using Instagram for reels. And the obvious way to do that is clipping your Sunday sermons. So that's a good piece of content. That's valuable because it's not just people in your area, but people all over. And it's good content for people to have as an introduction to your church, I would say.
Yeah.
So when people are first encountering you, if they're seeing a clip from your sermon, kind of your best foot forward, I think it's a good thing to do. But over and above that, I think other video of like day in the life, or we're doing a lot of more fun content of games and things that are happening at youth group, or even playing games on Instagram. There's lots of ideas for that, but do not neglect video. I think if you're focusing just on static, you're missing a huge opportunity when it comes to the potential reach of a channel like Instagram.
Yeah, and I like that you mentioned the behind-the-scenes stuff, not just you know, sermon clips, even though more and more churches are getting on the bandwagon with that and doing that now. We help churches with that, of course. But at the same time, the behind-the-scenes stuff, it's very authentic. It comes off as authentic because it is. You're taking people behind. They're seeing it. They're seeing people living and acting out their faith. And it just reduces, I think, a lot of, when you think of the unchurched or maybe the de-churched person, it reduces their apprehension when they can get in there and see real storytelling type video. So yeah, good stuff there. So other one here is if you're only posting on Sundays, that's no good.
Yeah, no, it's not.
Quite simply
you need to be posting a lot more than just Sundays, I would say. It doesn't have to be, like, here's my advice for churches. Always choose something that you can manage to do for the rest of the year, right? So do not get out there and say, we're going to post every single day and then burn yourself out and do it for 3 weeks and then don't post for 2 months after that.
Yeah.
Choose a rhythm. It has to be more than once a week. Choose a rhythm, though, that you can consistently stay. I'd say the minimum is 3 times a week. That's kind of, if you can consistently post 3 times a week with good quality content, that's a win. And just stay with it. Do it on the same days every week. So you're just kind of, you have that rhythm built up. That's what we have my team do here at my church, is we have a very consistent rhythm that we post on all of our channels. It's not every day. It's about 5 days a week is what we shoot for. But just stay consistent with that rhythm and you'll be better off, I'd say.
Yeah, no, that's good. I can see the temptation that churches fall into that. Everyone's there Sunday. That's when you're doing your service. That's when the worship, the preaching's happening and all hands are on deck. And, you know, if you have the people there, you get it done. But yeah, it's just you got to do more than that. So the next one here, we kind of touched on, but this is good to kind of draw it out a little more. You're not using stories strategically. So so telling stories over Instagram is very powerful. And again, that's something I've seen it do better than Facebook, quite frankly. But highlighting volunteers, you know, sharing prayer requests, worship team. So we mentioned behind the scenes stuff, but you can also, you know, show the worship team rehearsal or run polls, you know, on maybe what someone's favorite sermon series is for some other ideas. But yeah, getting in there and using stories more strategically will be good.
Yeah. So for churches, I think using stories to tell stories is the way to do it. So the Instagram stories, the feature, just so we're clear, we're talking about telling stories on Instagram stories. And so a lot of times what I see churches doing is they'll just take the things they're putting in their normal Instagram feed or their Facebook feed, and they'll put it on their Instagram story so that they get more visibility with it. And that's a tactic. You probably will get more reach. I don't really recommend just doing that. But I think if you're actually doing that stuff we're talking about, whether they be behind the scenes content or like just this week, we were praying over, there's a lot of sickness going on in our church right now. And our whole staff, we took a long time just to pray by name for every individual that we knew of that was suffering with some kind of sickness, whether they be minor things or they're in the hospital. And we just actually prayed. And that was a great stories content about, hey, you know, this is a staff or a church that really cares about people and we're praying for people. And just that video footage in stories is really a powerful kind of a tool to be using with that. So yeah, we really think stories is a great opportunity. Probably like after our advice on Reels, I think that's probably the most important thing you can do is start using stories to, you know, again, tell stories of your church.
People get sick in Hawaii, Thomas?
They do. Yeah. People do get sick in Hawaii. Yes. Mostly sunburn problems.
Just too much vitamin D. I'm kidding. So, next one was a good one too. You're not encouraging people to engage. So, this kind of makes me think what we always preach on, Thomas, is having a call to action with any good marketing strategy. You're right. And it is easy. Again, the churches can fall into the temptation of not wanting to be too pushy. And I get that. But, you know, if you just put something out there and not ask someone to do something with it, we've seen in a number of different areas, not just social media, that you miss the mark there and you don't engage with people as much. So definitely asking people to take next steps there would be good. And there's a lot of different examples, right, for this. So, yeah.
Tons, yeah. So I think this is important. You want to make sure that every post you're putting out there, think strategically about what is the right call to action for this. And I think most of the time, it's going to be encouraging some kind of engagement on the post. Yeah. Overview of what Instagram is looking at is the algorithm is measuring just about everything. They're looking at how long you're looking at a post. They're looking on whether or not that makes you leave the site or not. They're looking at whether you comment, whether you heart, whether you unsubscribe or subscribe or follow or don't follow or go to their stories or you click on their bio. It measures all this kind of stuff. So any kind of engagement is fine. I think a comment is the most natural one, like, you know, asking people to share some kind of a comment. Yeah. But even putting something like, hey, check the link in the bio, that makes them click on your profile. That's a signal to Instagram that says, people are engaging with this content. We probably ought to keep showing this more. Yeah. So to answer the overall question of this episode, why is your Instagram not growing? Well, it's probably because you're not asking people to engage with you. And so that's the way you grow, is by engaging people. So make sure you ask. You have not because you ask not. So
you just took that from me. I was about to say that. And people think I don't talk as much. That's why. So he takes everything from me. I'm kidding. So next one we've kind of covered. You're not showing the life at your church, I guess, life taking place. So again, more photos, you know, snapshot. Here's where we can elaborate a little bit. One of the things we recommend to churches, especially when we're building websites for churches, is because we don't go to the church typically to go take photos for them, we recommend they get a good photographer or someone that takes candid photos of life happening at the church. So people caught in the act of living out your values and worship caught in the act, a hug in the foyer, someone getting baptized, all these things, capturing more of the life of your church. And again, that again promotes your story, authenticity, and it just brings people in. So,
yeah. I think this is a new phenomenon that I think younger churches generally get this, but regardless of what size your church is, you need a photographer and or a videographer to be on your team. I'm not saying necessarily that if you're a 40-member church, you're not going to have budget to staff your church with a full-time videographer or photographer or even a part-time one. Like that is not realistic. Yeah. But you need to have someone designated as that within your church. In most cases, you can pull that off. In most churches, there's someone that is probably a hobbyist enough to get the kinds of things we're talking about here.
Yeah.
But I think you said it right. It's people caught in the act, living out the values of your church. It's candid shots of life happening. And that's the kind of stuff that you want to be showing on Instagram. It's not posed photography. It's not empty seats. It's not buildings. It's not children's rooms without kids in them. It's people. And that's what's going to engage people on Instagram. Because, and here's really the secret to it, is that it's not just because people are more engaging, which they are. It's also because when people see themselves, they're more likely to stay on that photo, engage more with it, click the like button, which makes people want to continue to share that stuff, and it'll go out to more people when more people that when more people see themselves in it, or they see a family member that they love, they're more likely to engage with the actual content there.
Yep. Oh, that's good stuff. So we mentioned using stories to tell stories, but now one of the last mistakes here to go over is ignoring the power of reels. So reels are very short, 15 second moment, maybe worship with some lyrics, things like that, one liner that, from the pastor that kind of makes someone think and maybe ask some questions. So using reels is definitely something you need to be doing.
Yeah, so we covered most of this in the video part. I think just thinking out of the box a little bit with other ideas for that beyond just sermon clips. Again, I don't recommend doing promotional reels.
Yeah.
Hey, come on out. We're going to be having a great time this Wednesday night for our youth group, whatever. That's not the kind of stuff that's going to work. But just video in short fragments. And I've seen a lot of churches pivot on this a little bit too. I know we do it at Reach Right. Even like silly things like memes, like meme videos actually can get a lot of engagement. And when you see a lot of engagement on one post, it makes Instagram more likely to give you more engagement on future posts when you do that there. So I would recommend just getting outside of the box. You mentioned worship clips or even like scripture graphics are dead, but I've seen kind of slowly revealed scripture video, like that kind of rolls out over time or has music or a Forrest Frank song who's all over Instagram right now, something like that, that can tend to get a lot of engagement on there too. So think out of the box and keep using reels. That's your best opportunity still.
You mean we can't just post the verse of the day every day and that's just not good enough anymore, Thomas?
You can try it.
Good. There might be a couple of people that appreciate it, but you won't hear from them. There you go. So, well, does that bring us to here our
bonus
tip. Of what growing church Instagram accounts are doing differently, right?
Yeah. Well, we had a bonus mistake though too, Ian. So
didn't we? Okay. Yeah. I missed it. It's kind of,
I'll dig into it. Yeah. So the bonus mistake and what I see so many churches doing is you really should just be focusing on, in most cases, one Instagram account for your church.
Yeah.
Unless you are, and most of our audience is going to be under 1,000 people within your church. And so the church I pastor at, we're about 400 or so people, 300 or 400 people in our church. And so like we do not have the manpower to be able to put content out on multiple different Instagram channels. So I see a lot of churches having a youth Instagram and a children's ministry Instagram account and a life groups Instagram and a men's ministry and a women's ministry Instagram.
Yeah.
And I know the thought on that is that, what's wrong with that? More is better and with more chances to engage with people. You're probably better off just focusing all of that attention on one Instagram account and having everybody follow that. Definitely easier to manage and you'll get more results if you just put your focus again into that consistent schedule of doing it a certain number of times every single week, commit to doing that for a year and don't take any time off and just keep going for it. Dig in and you'll start to see results.
No, that's good. And now that leads us to our last, the positive one, what growing churches are doing with Instagram differently.
Yeah, hit us with the list, Ian. Just give us rapid fire.
Rapid fire. Posting consistently 3 to 5 times a week. Mixing video with static posts. Sharing full sermons or sermon highlights. Showing real life, not just graphics. We covered some of these, obviously, when we were talking. Leveraging reels to newer people. Encouraging engagement in your captions. and making stories fun and authentic. Yeah, that should be a no-brainer, yeah. Right? But a lot of churches totally aren't doing it, so yeah.
Hey, one more bonus tip I'll leave people with is that I've seen some early testing on this. We've been doing a lot of testing with some of our accounts and our church accounts that we help with. Locations matter. So every time you post, I would recommend not just like posting your church location. That's a strategy, but just
yep.
your city location tends to do really well because people are going to be shown things that are tied to their city more than they'll be shown things that are tied to your church specifically. So
yeah.
there are some advantages and disadvantages. I might switch it up a little bit, but do a little A-B test. Experiment yeah. with this a little bit. Next time you're posting maybe some maybe a photo slideshow or a carousel of life on a Sunday morning at your church, like put your city as your tag, not your church building as your tag for the location.
Yeah.
And take a look and see how it does. We've seen some early results that seem to show that we're getting better results when we do that. So
yep.
it's a little bit of a thing that maybe some growing churches are doing. But anything else to add,
Ian? Good stuff. No, use Instagram, definitely. Don't just target older Gen Xers, not young Gen Xers like me.
Yeah.
But yes, target not just Gen Xers and boomers. Get on Instagram and use it effectively. So.
That's it. We should mention, too, that we do a full church marketing and strategy review that we offer for free. And part of that is a deep dive on all of your social media accounts to tell you what you're doing right, what you're doing wrong, maybe make some recommendations. And we'll actually leave you with some marching orders on things you can do to improve. So totally free. I hope you'll yep. take advantage of that. We'll leave a link in the description so you can get that. Thanks for being part of the Reach Right family, and we'll see you next time.
See ya.